The Roman Missal says that in today's liturgy, a brief homily should be given. Because we just heard a really long gospel, that's why a brief homily should be given. But that's not really why. It's actually because what we have just processed is a lot. And not much more really could be said beyond what we've just heard. But perhaps we could even story this passion narrative that we heard from the Gospel of Matthew today and even place ourselves in certain people and certain characters along the way. You know, it's good for us to remember that today's liturgy and this whole coming week of all of the Easter Triduum live story or something that happened 2,000 years ago, as if it's just a historical piece of a story that we tell over and over again. But I think, in fact, the church wants us to focus as well on the fact that this has a lot to do with relationship with God, too. Perhaps, like in this gospel story today just heard, perhaps we're like the crowds who at one point were giving God glory and praise, singing Hosanna, and then a week later turning against him and singing Crucify Him, where we've betrayed Jesus completely with our life and ran her, who denied that we even knew Jesus. Perhaps we could be like even Mary or Mary Magdalene and stay close to Jesus until the passion occurs, through all the way through the tomb. At times in our life, sure, and that is a grace-filled moment for us because we realize the legacy of Jesus goes beyond the times that we may have run away from him, the times that we have sinned, and the times that we have stayed faithful. His mercy endures forever, as we're reminded in the Psalms. Let's take a moment to just really place ourselves in this gospel, to realize that we are part of this story, that Jesus is in fact dying and coming closer to us over and again when we celebrate the Eucharist. He's coming to us, he's approaching us with that same love, that same asking him for his mercy and for his forgiveness, because his mercy does endure forever.